Today in Oslo, the International Campaign to Ban Landmines released its annual report on the use, production, and sales of landmines around the world. 142 countries have signed the 1997 International Mine Ban Treaty. The United States is not among them. U.S. officials insist landmines are needed for some military purposes, such as on the Korean Peninsula. The anti-landmine campaign estimates that up to 20,000 people are maimed or killed by landmines every year. Jody Williams, co-winner of the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize for her work against landmines, says there's good news and bad news in the report.
The trends in the elimination of landmines continue. Since we launched the international campaign, since the treaty was negotiated 5 years ago, everything keeps moving in a positive direction. It doesn't mean there aren't still challenges.
And the setbacks?
It depends on how you define setback. Certainly, the fact that some of the big powers have remained outside of the treaty is a challenge that still faces us in the world.
Isn't there new uses of landmines?
Yes. The most significant use, of course, was on the border in Kashmir when India and Pakistan, you know, were on the brink of war. And certainly the ongoing use by Russia in Chechnya.
You were just in Afghanistan. Is there any hope of ridding Afghanistan of anti-personnel and anti-tank mines?
You know, the Afghan demining program is one of the best in the world. There are some 5,000 Afghan deminers in that country that are dedicated to getting those mines out of the ground. And they are incredibly competent, incredibly dedicated, and if they have the resources at their disposal so they can continue their level of work, they can make the country mine safe in years, not decades. Not mine free. I mean, if you think about it, there are still mine and UXO incidents in Europe from World Wars I and II.
What countries have not signed on to the international treaty to ban landmines, which came together 5 years ago?
The countries that have, you know, major significance that remain outside the treaty are Russia, the United States, China, India, Pakistan. At the same time, one can be encouraged by the fact that China recognizes the position of the international community on this issue and has stopped the production of landmines for export.
Isn't Israel and much of the Middle East also on that list?
Yes, they are.
Didn't the treaty lose a lot of its meaning without the U.S., Russia, China, Israel, India, Pakistan?
Well, I don't know. If you're in one of the other 145 countries of the world that have signed, wouldn't you want to think that you were significant in an international treaty? I think for the people living in the most mined countries in the world, it's incredibly significant that their countries, their governments have signed and are complying with this treaty. Fortunately for us in the U.S., we don't live with the danger of landmines every day. And despite the fact that this government has not signed the treaty, we have not used landmines since 91. The U.S. has not exported since 92. We haven't produced since 97. And we're one of the most significant contributors to mine clearance in the world. I don't know why we don't take that next little step and sign the treaty. We're essentially complying with it.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Jody Williams is with the International Campaign to Ban Landmines.